You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jin Ho Park, and I'm a Delta Young Life leader. Today, we're continuing in the book of Job, and we're going to be reading from chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 10. And I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Chapter 2, verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason." Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your hand, only spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a piece of broken pottery with which to scrape himself while he sat in the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God? Shall we not receive evil?" And all this Job did not sin with his lips. And so, in this passage, we're continuing Job's, basically the suffering of Job. And Satan goes back to God and basically says, "I'm going to attack him physically now, you know, and that'll help him to basically break him down mentally." And God said, "Do whatever you want to him, just don't take his life." And so, once again, we see that there's a divine limitation to Satan's power. And as you see, God kind of moves the boundaries closer now, where he's saying, "You can touch him." Satan's asking for access to Job to touch him in body, soul, and spirit, and he proceeds in that order. And he thinks that if he can get Job in every part of his being, he can shake his faith and cause him to turn from his trust and confidence in God and basically curse God to his face. That's what Satan wants. And so, when we continue reading here, we basically see that a lot of people who read this might think that God is nothing more than someone who just thinks and acts and has no more rights than a man, because if, a regular man basically dealt with another person as God dealt with Job, they would be justifiably charged for murder and cruelty. And so, obviously, it doesn't occur to many people that God could not be charged with these things, because in his hand is all of life. He determines the length of life for everyone. And so, but this is why we have the book of Job. It's to show us that there are reasons for suffering and purposes for trials in our life, and that we don't see. And how can we? You know, a lot of things happen and we don't know why, especially to us. A lot of good things happen to bad people. A lot of bad things happen to good people. But at the same time, a lot of good things happen to good people. A lot of bad things happen to bad people as well. But, you know, for us as well, we might think that we live a very good life and we think we're doing well, but bad things will happen to us. We're not exempt from these things. And just like Job could not see what was going on behind the scenes, we can't either. But God knows. And he has a purpose. Everything has a purpose that happens in our life. And it's according to God's purpose, not our purpose. And it's proper and right purpose. And it'll end up manifesting more fully from the love and the compassion of God's heart. And the test of every trial is always to an end. There is an end, and with God, there might not always be straight answers or answers that we're satisfied with, but sometimes there might not even be answers. And but it's not for us to find out all the answers of why things happen. And everything happens for a reason. And you can see in verses 9 and 10 as well, where is even Job's wife is telling him to just give up on God, to don't you have any more, like, don't you have any integrity? But Job, even to his own wife, he says, you know, you're speaking like a foolish woman. You know, are we just to receive good from God, but we shouldn't receive evil? And even at that point, too, he didn't sin anything with his lips. And so, you know, that just shows Job's faith in God, that he knows that whatever can be given can be taken away as well. And so, we thank you for listening. And, you know, or as we close, you know, let's think about, basically, especially going on right now with COVID-19, that sometimes, like, the pressures of life, they threaten to just, like, really crush us and break us. But are we willing to let it be that we can't control these things that happen to us sometimes? And are we willing to let God really be God? And to really just trust in Him and His perfect will and wisdom? And so, for my manager, one from my work, always says, control the controllables. And really, if you make a list and you write it down, there's a lot of things that we cannot control, obviously. But if we trust in God and a higher power, that God is there and He's in control of all those things that we can't, well, then that helps us sleep better at night and helps us to really just put all that trust on Him. And so, thanks for listening and have a great day.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.